The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Thank you for joining us to honor the memory of those who have died in wars. We remember with sadness that so many people and animals, as Reverend Master Shiko mentioned, have died, soldiers, civilians, losing their lives because of war and violence. Now, from my point of view, I have the great good fortune to have grown up and grown old in a time of relative peace and a place of relative peace. I haven't had to endure bombing or any of the kinds of things that go along with war, and I'm very grateful for that. So may our remembrance today renew the gratitude for this time and place of peace, and the wish that all places shall know peace. May our remembrance lead us on the path to peace. May we honor those who have died by doing all we can to put an end to the use of violence, not only in our action, but in our thought and in our speech. May the occasion of this ceremony remind us to reflect upon ourselves and work towards stopping the war within. This notion of stopping leads me to the topic I've been reflecting on for some time. And I'd like to invite you all to join me right now for just a few seconds to pause. We've just had a very solemn and moving ceremony, and then we've had a moving of chairs. And so let's just take a moment, let's just take a few seconds to pause. And yield ourselves to our true nature. So this notion of stopping also involves remembrance, perhaps of a slightly different sort. Now, I recall a Coca-Cola advertising slogan from the 1950s. And it was, the pause that refreshes. And I heard many advertising slogans growing up in the 1950s. That one always struck me, even as a child, as being a little more weighty than some of the others. The pause that refreshes. It seemed to be suggesting something a little deeper than just having a soft drink. So this phrase has been coming to mind, and for some time I've been putting some effort in practice into training myself to remember that there is indeed a pause that refreshes. Doesn't necessarily involve a drink. And how to make use, and training myself to make use of it in my daily practice. Our new retreat guests here for the first time perhaps noticed that our monastery moves at a quieter and slower pace than the pace outside our gates. We go a little slower than the I-5 out there. I've noticed this myself when returning from travels or when ending certain business-type phone calls. On the other hand, when I return from a couple of weeks at one of our hermitages, it feels like being dropped in the middle of a big city. Lots to do and little time to do it in. My typical response to this has been that it gets on my nerves and I get frazzled. So I'm training myself to recall the advice given to us by Great Master Dogen, the Japanese teacher who traveled to China, brought back the serene reflection, meditation, or Soto Zen tradition to Japan, from where, centuries later, Reverend Master Jiu brought it back to us. So recalling Great Master Dogen's advice, training myself to pause, withdraw within, and reflect upon myself. That is, to come back to the mind of meditation, to refresh and renew the aspiration and energy that brought me here in the first place, which is always with me, even though sometimes there's static that makes it difficult to perceive. Our daily practice of formal seated meditation serves to accustom us to being willing to pause and to yield our habitual ways of thinking and doing. When we stop and sit still, we begin to see how many of our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors are driven by unconscious forces. We can call those habit energy. For example, reaching for a cup of coffee in the morning because I've been reaching for it for many decades now. Habit energy. Trying to do things faster and better than others because that's what I learned early on might bring acceptance and security. Getting things done. Being good at something. Being lovable, strong, smart, whatever. Habit energy takes innumerable forms. It's different for all of us. There's nothing inherently wrong. It's our motivating, it's what motivates us. It's not inherently bad unless it takes us over and blocks our ability to make choices. Each time we let go of a thought, opinion, memory, or scheme, we lessen the force of that habit energy and strengthen the power to choose. Doing this in seated meditation trains us to do it the same thing in all the activities of life. This is where remembrance comes in. Today's Remembrance Day. It's necessary, for me anyway, to remember to stop and pause and let go of all the busy thoughts, emotions, actions, and so on that are suggesting themselves to me. To remember that I have a choice. I know, that I and most people, I shouldn't say most, but all people, I and all people are good at heart. Although sometimes it's easy to forget in the face of terrible things that people sometimes do, such as fighting, killing each other, and you could go on and on. And I need to remember my aspiration to look within for a peaceful heart, rather than trying in vain to manipulate circumstances to create a peaceful environment. Sounds simple, and it is. Simple, not easy. What comes easier is to follow the course of habitual energy, like a rushing river carrying us along, created over a lifetime or more, which suggests manipulation of people, places, and things to try to get them in line with my wishes, and then blaming people, places, and things when this doesn't happen. This attempt at manipulation of our circumstances doesn't work, and in fact, it causes suffering. My teacher used to remind us that the universe isn't answerable to our personal will. That's a good thing to carry with you. This habitual course of action, for example, manipulation and blame, doesn't look great when I put it down on paper. However, it can appear to be real beyond doubt and absolutely righteous when a situation arises in daily life or in my thoughts. For example, a preference of mine is to work in a quiet environment. I wrote this talk in my room on a rainy morning while an orange and white cat slept in a nearby chair. Perfect. The next day, however, while I was working in the same location, instead of sleeping quietly nearby, the cat was getting onto the desk, messing up the papers there, headbutting the laptop, meowing and purring loudly, because he wanted something from me. Food, in this case. Habit energy in this situation suggested becoming irritated, blaming the cat for any difficulty I might be having with my work or the interruption thereof, and perhaps speaking sharply to order him off the desk. And those who know cats may smile here. But instead, I remembered to reach for the pause that refreshes. Not, in this case, a soft drink, but a deep breath. To be willing to stop and let go of the irritation and to recall the mind of meditation, the precept on anger, not nourishing anger, and the practice of tenderness, which is one of the four wisdoms, charity, tenderness, benevolence, and sympathy. Perhaps to call on Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha for help, or on Kanzeon for compassion, Kanzeon, or Achalanatha for resolve. In this peaceful attitude, I'm able to see the cat's behavior as perfectly reasonable. Understand that he isn't going to obey any commands and choose peace, which, by the way, is more important to me than getting this talk written in the quickest possible time so that I can go on and do something else. Without irritation in the way, other courses of action are much more likely to occur to me. I can put the papers and other objects from my desk into a drawer, for example. If I sense that the cat is in a frisky mood, perhaps take a short break, get out the cat toy, and play with him. Refreshment for both of us. This whole process begins by remembering to pause and make a choice from the goodness of the heart, the Buddha nature, rather than heedlessly following the energy of habits we may never even have considered, much less chosen for ourselves. And please don't be discouraged when you've tried this a few times and you still become angry or fall into whatever habitual behavior you're working with. We call this a practice for a reason. And if you've ever tried to learn a musical instrument or learned one, you know about practice. You start, on the piano anyway, by playing the scales a zillion times before you can play Beethoven. Patience is required. A core teaching of Buddhism is recognition of the law of karma, or cause and effect in the moral realm. And I'm going to put in here a little aside that the Buddha taught his followers not to believe something only because a teacher or a book says it, or says it to be true, but to prove it true for themselves. And for me, common sense and several decades of experience suggest strongly that this is true for me, that right action leads to goodness, and wrong action brings suffering. Our precepts are the means by which we navigate this moral realm. We pause in the midst of circumstances to choose preceptual conduct above unskillful habitual conduct. Remembering to pause, we find and connect with the aspiration toward right action and away from suffering. It's there. We just need to remember and pause and connect with it. Habit energy is strong. For this reason, every 2 weeks, the monastic community pauses for an hour to recall our precepts and vows, our aspiration to train for the benefit of all living things. And once a year, we invite all those who wish to commit themselves or renew their commitment to preceptual conduct to join us for a week-long pause in our busy lives during the week of Jukai. Continuing on the path of peace, pausing to reflect, to choose, or even simply to enjoy the view. As we go on, it becomes clearer that the light of Buddha is increasing in brilliance and the wheel of the Dharma is always turning. May this light shine as you go forward from the retreat. May what you have done here continue to be of benefit. That's all I have for you today. Thank you.